Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing what people are expecting from efforts by the two regional blocs, the Southern African Development Community, SADC, and the East African Community, EAC, to bring peace in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where a war between government forces and M23 rebels is raging on. Some truck drivers, Zimbabweans included, who say they are failing to reach some parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo due to the civil war in that country, are optimistic that the joint meeting held over the weekend by SADC and EAC leaders will bring the much-needed peace in the region. Truck driver unions say some of their members, gripped by fear, are stuck in highways with goods destined for the DRC and other nations. At the summit, SADC and EAC jointly called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. But fighting continues in the outskirts of Goma, captured by rebels a few weeks ago. The leaders from the two blocs also called for the resumption of the Luanda and Nairobi dialogue between the DRC, Rwanda, and M23 rebels. The war in the mineral-rich eastern DRC has displaced millions and killed thousands. The M23 rebels are allegedly backed by Rwanda, an allegation that Kigali has repeatedly denied. The United Nations and the United States classify M23 as armed rebels, while Kinshasa designates it as a terrorist group. DRC is a member of the SADC and EAC, while Rwanda is just an EAC member. Ndinogamuchirai vadiwa vatariri nevateereri muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Nhasi tichikurukura nezvematanho ari kuedza kutorwa nemasangano enyika dzekumabvazuva kweAfrica nedzekuchamhembe kweAfrica, eSADC neEAC, ekuedza kuunza runyararo pakati pemauto ehurumende yeDRC nevakapandukira hurumende iyi vechikwata cheM23. Kurwisana uko kwauraisa zviuru zvevanhu nekusiya mamiriyoni vatiza misha yavo kunonziwo kwakanganisa zvakawanda zvinosanganisira kutadzisa vatyairi vemagonyeti kupinda munyika iyi. President Emmerson Mnangagwa chairs SADC, while Kenyan President William Ruto chairs East African Community. Let's hear what President Ruto said in the meeting.
The recent escalation of hostilities in Goma and the surrounding areas is a stark reminder of the increasing fragility the situation presents, and that only collective action to facilitate a negotiated solution will offer relief. The lives of millions depends on our ability to navigate this complex and challenging situation with wisdom, clarity of mind, empathy for the millions whose lives and livelihoods have been plunged into uncertainty.
That was East African Community Chairperson and President of Kenya, William Ruto, speaking at the joint East African Community, Southern African Development Community meeting. Now let's hear what SADC Chairperson and Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa said at the same meeting.
I must challenge all of us to approach the agenda before us with openness, honesty, flexibility, and commitment to building a lasting peace for Mother Africa. This historic summit of our two regional blocs is testament to our shared commitment. Let us do much more to realize sustainable peace in African values and heritage.
That was SADC Chairperson and Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa at the joint SADC EAC summit in Tanzania on Saturday. Meanwhile, despite M23 rebels calling for the resumption of school in the eastern city of Goma, which they captured in January, classrooms are sparsely filled. Many families are fearful of sending their children back to bullet-ridden buildings. Reuters' Sean Hogan has more.
It's the start of the day at Mama Mule's school in Goma, but only 23 students of the usual 1,200 trickle in for class. The clashes between M23 rebels and Congolese forces have left families displaced, and despite a call from the rebels for schools to resume normal operations, parents are fearful of sending their children back. Explosions have left gaping holes in the roof, and school buses are littered with bullet holes. School director Rose Victorine Sudila Mwembo says the damage done is both physical and mental.
Our school was badly hit. I don't know if you've seen the other side. Even the buses that transported students were damaged. When you arrive here, you wonder, will life ever return to normal? Will the children be able to focus on their lessons after everything they have witnessed? The bomb fragments, the destruction, seeing where the bullets landed. Will the students truly settle back into their routines? We ask ourselves these questions because it's not easy. Even we, the staff, feel scared. How will we continue with the children? Only God knows.
The disruption comes after intense fighting in Goma, the region's largest city, which fell into the hands of M23 rebels at the end of January. Congo alleges the rebels are backed by Rwanda, a claim Rwanda denies. Some schools, including Mama Mule's, have been used as refuge centres for displaced families, further complicating efforts to restore normalcy. Before the fighting, students were approaching the end of exams. Mwembo says parents now call to say they've moved their traumatised children to safer places, and some aren't even in the city anymore.
Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing joint efforts by the SADC and EAC to end the fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo between government forces and M23 rebels, and what the end of the war means to the region. To discuss this, we are joined by a political analyst and a member of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, Diana Zimbudzana Chambara, who is based in South Africa. And we are also joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda, who is the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum and is also based in South Africa. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation.
Good evening, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Let me start with you, Dr. Siwanda. How has the war in the DRC affected the region, the SADC region?
Well, thank you very much. Look, the war in the DRC has practically, destabilized the region. And it would appear that it has even caused countries, you know, to be at loggerheads, to start not to trust each other, like what we have seen happening between Rwanda and South Africa. And obviously, we know that it is the protocol of, you know, other countries that they repel, you know, including the AU, any forces that are seen to be insurgents or fighting an elected government or what they consider to be a lawfully elected government. Now, what we have seen now is that we have seen, you know, business that uses particularly, you know, the DRC because of the mining that takes place there and the linkages, you know, coming to a halt and more people, you know, running away from, you know, particularly Eastern DRC into neighboring countries. And this obviously means that the issue of migration, you know, continues to become a problem with the number of countries being affected because people have got to move. And unfortunately, it does appear that there is a political agenda that is much greater, because if the discourse that we have seen between the president of Rwanda and the president of South Africa is anything to go by, it would show that obviously Rwanda has an interest and has, you know, had a hand in fueling, you know, the instability that is taking place in that particular country. So what that means is that the SADC itself has got cracks within itself, you know, because of the divisions that we have. And of course, we know that some insinuations have been made about countries, you know, in the SADC, you know, going into DRC because they've got interest, money, interest to protect. We've had this before, you know, from Zimbabwe being labeled the same, up until we've got, you know, a lot of, you know, army generals and politicians being fingered for benefiting unlawfully in the DRC. So it does appear that DRC continues to become a point of division for SADC countries.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Dr. Zwanda. Mr. Zimbuzana Chambara, we saw efforts by SADC and the EAC over the weekend. Do you see that bearing fruit?
It might. Actually, now there seems to be more concerted effort from the two blocs to then solve the issue of the DRC. Remember, this is not a new issue. It's an issue that has been behesting the DRC before it was called the DRC. Remember, it was called Zaire. Then after that, when it changed during the time of Mobutu Sese Seko to now the Kabilas and now Tshisekedi, the Congo, the DRC has been in conflict since then. In fact, historically, we might even go back to Patrice Lumumba. But anyway, since we are talking about this conflict needed to be solved. But there is a problem that there are groups within these blocs, two blocs, the East African bloc and the SADC bloc, who then have vested interest within the Congo, the DRC, and they would rather see the conflict continuing than it being resolved. Because we also sent our soldiers in 1998 up to about 2000, and still the DRC conflict did not abate. And now you look at South Africa, they have sent their soldiers on a peacekeeping mission. The conflict is continued. In fact, now the rebels have taken over parts of Goma, including the airport. So maybe this time these two blocs are really interested in finding a lasting solution to the DRC war situation.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Zwanda. Oh, thank you so much. Ndisanda uya kwamuri, Dr. Zwanda. Rikaitambire mumwe guest wedu. Let's welcome another guest. That's Mr. Fidelis Mukarati, who is the Secretary General of the United Truck Drivers Association. Welcome to our show, Mr. Mukarati. Aiwa, kuno kutirwa penyu, ndobva ndango kukandirai mubvunzo. Tiri kuona hondo iri kuitika muDRC pakati pemauto eDRC neM23 vanonzi vakapandukira hurumende iyi. Tiri kunzwa kuti nhengo dzenyu vanova vatyairi vematrucks kana magonyeti vanofamba vachipinda muDRC kana kudarika nemuDRC vachienda kune dzimwe nyika zviri kuvakanganisa. Mungatisanangura kuti zviri kukanganisa zvakadii mabasa enyu?
Ndinotenda chaizvo. Kongo yakagara ingori war zone. Kunorwiwa, kune maproblems akawanda wanda. Asi manje nehondo yaveko iyi kai, yave major security risk kuvatyairi yese. Chekutanga kune makefuse ave kungoiswa yekuti ave kungoiswa hazard zvisina kana notice ndechekutanga. Kwave nema roadblocks nekuvharwa kweimwe migwagwa iri kungoiswa futi iri kutadzisa vatyairi vedu kufamba zvakanaka. Kwozotiwo crime yawanda kuCongo zvakukonzerwazve nekuti mota dzawandisa especially kumaregions akaita seHout, Katanga, Lualaba neEastern DRC. Tine vatyairi vakakidnapwa, tine vatyairi vakaurawa, tine vamwe vari kubatwa vari kurohwa. Saka yatoo problem chaita zvokuti matransport agents mazhinji nemamwe matransporters vaakutopaoni yekuti please mota ngadzimire ngadzirei kuenda kuCongo.
Saka zviri kukanganisa zvakadii mafambiro enyaya dzeupfumi muchiona imimi? How is this disturbing the economic flows or ties between countries?
Zvatokanganisa zvikuru especially nyaya yekuti yekufamba kwemotikari ikatarisa kutakurwa kwemagoods especially kubva kuSouth Africa achipinda nemuZambia achipinda muDRC yatove dambudziko zvikuru. Zvokanganisa zvakare trade pakati peDRC nemaEastern countries zvakafanana nana Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania neSouth Sudan. Ave kumira makambani emarori. Izvi zvave kuita kuti vatyairi vakawanda vacharasikirwa nemabasa mukunge marori asisiri kufamba. Ndodambudziko guru guru ratatarisana naro panguva inoyi.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let me go back to Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, you heard what Mr. Mkarati just said. He spoke about the dangers that truck drivers are facing in DRC, and they've decided not to venture further than where their safety is guaranteed. He talked about curfews that are being haphazardly enforced by rebel groups, the spike in crime rates, and some drivers being kidnapped and harassed. Do you see that, or do you think that the two blocs, the SADC and the East African community, and also the major player in this conflict, the M23, and DRC, they are going to broker a peace deal that will enable peace to prevail in the DRC?
Well, look, the war in DRC, I think, as we all know, it has been, you know, it's an old war. And unfortunately, the problem that we have in DRC is only a reflection of the African politics or the politics that we have in Africa, where, you know, even elections don't really mean anything. They are only meant to rubber stamp, you know, decisions of the ruling political party. And, you know, they are not as transparent enough to ensure that, you know, opposition parties and other people, you know, are happy with the outcomes of the election. You will remember that for the last two elections in the DRC, I mean, the Eastern Congo has not been accessible, you know, results and ballot papers, you know, not reaching these particular areas, including, you know, the issue of the Ebola ailment during, you know, some elections. Now, for that particular reason, there are people that obviously support, you know, the M23 because they believe that these people have got a legitimate, you know, reason for fighting, because they don't believe that the election, you know, reflect the will of the people, you know, in the DRC. They don't think that, you know, the political leaders in that country have been elected by the people, and they are therefore, you know, there because people want them to be there. So that is why, you know, at the end of the day, this conflict, you know, has got, you know, parties that support it. And to therefore think that it's going to be an end, as you heard what Rwanda said, that, you know, there are countries, you know, what is South Africa doing, you know, in the DRC? What that basically means is that they think they have a better, you know, excuse
you know, for supporting, because they believe that, you know, that those are their neighbors. And anyone who supports, you know, Tshisekedi and his government, you know, they have not said it loudly. But in so saying, you can see that the tension in DRC is not only a DRC problem, but it's a reflection of the aspiration and of the people that also come from Rwanda that, you know, goes back to the Tutsi and Hutsi, you know, problem. So this is a problem that will not come to an end anytime soon. There might be, you know, seeming, you know, peace, you know, agreement or ceasefire, you know, that might be, you know, brokered, but they will not go any further because, you know, their interests, competing interests in the DRC, which includes maybe as well foreign international interests because of the minerals that DRC has got. Mm-hmm. So DRC is only a playing ground, you know, of all these competing interests within Africa and outside of Africa. Right. And therefore, whatever that we are saying now, it looks like we are in for a long haul.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. Please do stay on the line. Ndoya kwa mwiri amai zimbuza na chambara. Tunona uti muneti kama tamuziko wakadai ni hondo zakadai. Uye shiruku uwenekwa ni wanu wakawanda shirikiti kama DRC. Madzimai ni wana children and women. They suffer most. Munoti?
Icho ndocho kwa adicha icho. Nekuti kana zichinge zatanga ka. Kunana chakaitira kunana DRC uku kune hondo inenge ichibata mai nevana vavo vachiri vadiki kwaita hondo inobata mai nevana vavo vati kurei vaya vanenge vati samu vaya vanogona kusikotorwa naivo vacho vemarebhoza vonoitwa ma child soldiers saka iyoyo itorizve rimwe dambudziko rinenge riripo saka ukatarisa izvozvo unoona kuti mai vanozoona kuti zviri nani vatakura nemukwende wavo izvo news dzese dzakangogara vana mai vakatakura nemukwende vari kutiza hondo iyo nevana vavo nekuti vanenge vachityira kuti dzimwe dzenguva ndinogona kurawa bara rinogona kundibata pano navana vangu tikafa tose kana kuti ndinogona kurarama asi mukomana mwana wangu mukomana ati samuyu kana mwana wangu musikana ati samuyu anogona kutorwa unobatwa chibharo didi kura kwazvine imwe nzira saka izvozvo zviri kubata bata madzimai nevana zvakanyanyisa nyaya dzehondo idzodzi
Ndouya kwamuri Mr. Mukarati tichitarisa mashandura amaita nematambudziko amataura sevatyairi ndedzipi dzimwe nzira dzamungakurudzira kuti dai dzaitwa nokuti tinoona kuti panotauriranwa zvinhu zvinogona kutora nguva paine kutaurirana ndezvipi zvimwe zvamuri kuita kuti munge muchibatsirawo imimi sevanhu vanoshanda munhu munharaunda mune matanho amuri kuita here semasangano nokuti tinoona kuti imi muri union mune zvimwe here zvamuri kuita kana kupiwa mukana wekuti munzwikwewo nevari kutungamira nhaurirano
Namu edu hombe isusu takaisvitsa kumatransporters. Kuti matransporters dai vanga vagona kutichingura. At least cargo iri kuuya ichibva nematrucks kubva kutandarasiyana. Zvikuru sei ari kubva kusouthern part. Igone kuchiitwa transshipped ichiiswa kumatrucks ekuCongo kana yasvika paborder. Ava vajaira hondo yavo vagara vari mukati mariri saka tanga tichikumbira kuti isusu kugume pabhodha rezambia nedrc tichirega kupinda mukati but iroro rato rine dambudziko zvakare nekuti munoona imwe kago iri kuya iri macondainers oda yatransipwa zvakadaro tine mamwe maproblems zvakare awandisa ari kubatsa especially madrivers vedu nemadrivers ari mukati medrc izvozvo ari kurwara vamwe vakaadmitwa muchipatara atisikukwanisa kuvabudisa vagone kubuda inoCongo ine zvirwere zvakawandisa hana monkeypox hana ebola endi ukanga wapinda muchipatara chekuCongo sei nguva ino iriko izvizvi yehondo pane maforced vaccinations ari kuitwa kumadrivers ari muzvipatara kana kuti usati warapwa unofanira kumbovhaccinatwa against polio polio yatakabayiwa kudhara asi kuCongo vanoinsista kuti unofanira kuvhaccinatwa futi kune zvirwere zvakawanda vana malaria nezvirwere zvinobva muchikafu vana typhoid vana cholera zvese izvozvi semadrivers tatambura tine matanho atiri kutora ekuti tiri kutaurawo nematransporters kuti vagone kutibetsera kuti tione kuti tifambise sei panauyo.
Thank you so much. Dr. Sibanda, I would request that you respond to this question in isiNdebele for the benefit of our listeners. There are some citizens in countries that have lost soldiers in the DRC M23 war, and those citizens are calling for the withdrawal of their troops from DRC. Will we see these countries taking heed of the calls by citizens to pull out of DRC, or they will continue fighting and losing members?
Empeleni sesizwile ukukhalaza kwabantu abashonelwe ngabathandekayo babo empini ikakhulukazi lapha kwelase South Africa. Kanti simzwile unqonqoshe wezangaphandle lo omele ophethe iDeco ethi yena amabutho awase South Africa akeza ukujika ekhaya ngoba abantu bayakhalaza ngoba kunezivumelwano phela ezenziwe ezisendaweni ukuze abantu bayokulwa basize izwe lase DRC. Okusho khona ukuthi into njalo etshelwa abantu ukuthi abantu abase DRC kumba ibutho lase South Africa lase DRC liku peacekeeping mission kuzwakala sengathi akulona iqiniso. Abantu abakutholayo kuyikuthi iSouth Africa isiza ukuthi kube nokuthula, kodwa esesikuzwile kusho ukuthi iSouth Africa yanxuswa uhulumeni owase DRC ukuthi bayosiza iDRC ukuthi ilwisane nalaba abe M23, okusho ukuthi ngempela lelibuthi lapha nalisempini lihambe ukuyolwa, ngakho alikulungelanga ukuza liphindele la ekhaya. Kanti nalabo abakhalaza ngokuthi mhlawumbe phela lokhu kwenziwa ngoba iSouth Africa inezinto ezifunayo kwelase DRC ezomnotho, kanti nabazepolitika abanayo eSouth Africa banendawo lapha bemba khona okumbiwayo phansi okomnotho. So kungaba liqiniso phela engqondweni zabantu ngoba labo hulumeni abavumi ukuthi bawahotlise amaruthi awo basazoqhubekela phambili besilwa njalo.
Thank you so much, siyabonga Dr. Sibanda. Ms. Zimbuzana Chambara, what's your last word to listeners and also those who can help this war stop? If you have the opportunity to talk to SADC and EAC today, and also the DRC and M23, what's your message to them?
My hope and prayer is that the innocent civilians' lives are spared. That is my biggest hope and prayer. And the second issue is that politicians within these two regions must really consider this issue seriously, because it has affected economies within these two regions for so many years. It might not look like it, but we all have been affected by this. So South Africa has got a huge number of Congolese refugees, but the biggest number goes to that same Rwanda where they are being accused of sponsoring rebels. So even Rwanda itself on its part, it needs to make sure that the conflict is done away with, so that then the refugees within its territory can go back to their homes, and that helps everybody.
Thank you so much. Dr. Sibanda, your last word. If you have the opportunity to talk to SADC and EAC, M23, and also DRC, what message can you give them?
Well, I think one of the major statements that President Ramaphosa has said in the past and coming now has been that we need to silence guns in Africa. There is a commitment, there is a need, you know, to commit to the silencing of guns. But I think that a commitment to the silencing of guns should not be just to try and muzzle, you know, the people trying to talk or short disgruntlement. A commitment to silence the guns must be a commitment to see peace, prosperity, and true constitutionalism taking place in Africa, to the extent that all the engagements that are taking part and that are being considered are not engagements that are only for the interests of the politicians, but not for the people, because the people that are affected by these political decisions are the ordinary people.
Thank you so much. We have to stop here. Thanks to our guests, Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda, Ms. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara, and Mr. Fidelis Mukarati, who are all in South Africa, for joining us on Live Talk. This brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Jonga Kandemiri.